Tuesday, April 13th, 2021, a great day, a named classic CrossFit benchmark workout called Nasty Girls. One of my favorite workouts, honestly, and I've got several funny stories relating to this workout that you'll have to remind me at some point in time, maybe during an Ask Me Anything or something. I'll make you laugh. One of them was when I challenged my wife to this workout and she basically laughed in my face. So, the Nasty Girls workout is 3 rounds for time, 50 air squats, 7 ring muscle-ups, and 10 hang power cleans at 135 pounds for men and 95 pounds for women. Gorgeous, gorgeous triplet. Not enough workouts these days, in my humble opinion, get programmed with a big set of just air squats per round. Everybody wants to load you up. And if you've forgotten how effective high volume air squats are, Nasty Girls will most likely remind you. And a beautiful number of ring muscle-ups, you get the high skill gymnastics in there, and then since you went below parallel with the air squats, you don't have to go below parallel with the barbell, you just get the hang power clean, but the grip and the pulling is effective and shot a little bit from the ring muscle-ups. The legs are obviously fatigued and the leg drive has been a bit, so that 135 for the sets of 10 feels a bit more challenging than maybe it initially did when you looked on the paper. It is just, it's a beauty. It is a beautiful workout, so I hope you really enjoy it. Looking at this workout, if you're thinking about going it prescribed, if you feel like you could get through the first round unbroken, you're quite confident, you can do the 50 air squats, I can get up there, and I got a set of 7 ring muscle-ups in me for round number 1, and then after that, that first set of 10 hang power cleans, yeah, I think I can get that. Might start breaking stuff up after that, but round 1 I'm feeling pretty confident. Then I think you're potentially where you need to be to contemplate doing the prescribed workout. Your choice, obviously. But even if right off the bat you're like, oh no, that's not where I'm going to be on round 1, then we may want to consider the scaled option. Or maybe you just don't have ring muscle-ups yet, right? It's okay, we're all on our journey. We've got a video showing the air squat, the kipping ring muscle-up, and the hang power clean. Super fitness robot time. This is data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. 8 minutes and 8 seconds or less for men. 9 minutes and 27 seconds or less for women. More likely time, 11 minutes and 36 seconds for men. 12 minutes and 50 seconds or less for women. Scaled option. Here we go. Still 3 rounds for time. I kept the 50 air squats in there. Okay, if that's inappropriate for you, go ahead and scale them down, but I kept them in there. 3 sets, 3 rounds for time, 50 air squats, and then 7 low ring muscle-ups or chest to bar pull-ups, chin over bar kipping pull-ups, or ring rows. And then finally, 10 hang power cleans, knock down the loading to 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. Let's back up a second and talk about the gymnastics portion, the low ring muscle-ups. Well, first of all, let me back up even further between that. If you're going to do the chest-to-bar pull-ups or the chin-over-bar pull-ups, kipping, if you don't have strict pull-ups, you shouldn't do kipping pull-ups. So I would embrace the ring rows or banded pull-ups or seated pull-ups or something else to build that strength. If you're going to do the low ring muscle-ups, they're great. There's a video showing them, but they can be a fantastic upper body strength builder, a strict upper body strength builder, because you're kind of seated on the ground and you're using as much or as little leg as is needed to assist that upper body. So if you just barely use enough leg to assist your upper body, you can make it a smoker of an upper body strength building session, and it forces you to start to learn the technique that you will need to eventually do the ring muscle up. So I'm a really big fan of the low ring muscle up. It's great. But we've got videos showing the linchpin low ring muscle up, kipping chest to bar, a couple styles of kipping chin over bar, linchpin video, how to get a pull-up, and then the ring row. Also, don't forget, as part of your subscription, you get access to the amazing Beyond the Whiteboard specialty programs. If you open up your app, click on the upper left, I believe it is, and then you go get a drop-down menu. One will say programs, and the Beyond the Whiteboard specialty programs, one of them is to get you your first strict pull-up or your first strict ring muscle-up, so check those out. Limited equipment option today. 3 rounds of time, 50 air squats, 7 low ring muscle-ups using as little leg as possible, And then 13 dumbbell hang power cleans. Pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35-pounders for the women. And we have a video showing the dumbbell hang power clean. No equipment workout for the day. 3 rounds for time, 50 air squats, and a 1-minute plank hold. Simple, but not easy. That's going to be a good one if you find yourself without any gear. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. This is an either or, the first part. This is assuming you didn't do these as a choice in the workout. First option is lowering muscle-ups to do 10 or 20 of them, 10 to 20, using as little leg as possible. And so since you kipped during the workout, this is more of a strict strength building session. Or strict pull-ups, palm facing you, supinated grip, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, breaking up those sets as needed. And then, so you'd pick one of those. And then the lower body portion is your friend and mine, the Bulgarian split squats. 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, and we've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, as always, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the kneeling layback stretch, hold that for 1 to 2 minutes, and the chest and pecs, hands behind, also holding for 1 to 2 minutes. If that was your first time with the Nasty Girls workout, it is truly a piece of CrossFit history, so I hope that you enjoyed it, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.